team news-wise, in terms of injury and other selection, how are you looking for the FA Cup match this weekend?
Obviously, we're going to be without Sammy Morsy. We'll be without Nathan Smith as well. And Rich Humphries has had an injection to clear up a problem he's got. Richie gets closer and closer, you know, as to where Richie, we may stick Richie on the bench, we may, you know, but we won't want to use him. You know, the doctor's prognosis, is that the right word? The prognosis was that it's 5 days rest. Obviously, he's had it Monday, so the game might just come a bit quick and fast, but obviously we're getting a little bit low on numbers, you know, so we'll just monitor that one. You know, apart from that, we'll pick from the rest of the lads.
Yeah, one of the questions, and I know you and I have addressed this recently, but one of the questions the fans have asked is, given the fact you've just got a few selection issues at the minute, do you look at the loan market possibly for, I don't know, another defender, etc., when you've got one or two sidelined?
You know, always, excuse me, you look at every market, every day you look at a market, and what happens when you're going well, nothing gets discussed, and then the minute you sort of, it's a bit, a couple of bumps, you know, why isn't... Person X playing, why isn't person Y playing, why don't we go into the loan market? And I say all the time, it's the same, it's a long season, during the season you get injuries and suspensions and every club has them. And this is what staying on the pathway that you choose to stay on is very, very important. And you don't get sidetracked with issues. We've got a couple of issues that we think are more important than players at the minute. And that's how teams are setting up to play against us.
You said at the press conference that you are thinking of changing what you're doing. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, we are changing. We are going to change what we're doing because a lot of the time when teams overload areas of the pitch, it's to dominate possession. We're certainly dominating possession in every game we play, but we're not winning enough. So the balance for me as the manager must become, what will I sacrifice to win? Well, I'll sacrifice everything to win because winning's the most important part of football. I'd like to win passing the ball and playing football and playing well. But unfortunately, the way a lot of teams set up against us at the minute, it's very difficult. So we're just looking at tinkering with what we're doing and changing what we're doing to make sure we win more.
It's difficult, isn't it, when teams get that good reputation, all of a sudden everybody else goes into their shell and wants to revert back to the trenches.
I think it's important that, you know, we haven't done nothing as a club to sort of say, aren't we this great team or aren't we? No, what we've done, we've had a really good start to a season and we've looked bright and we've looked energetic and we've passed the ball well. And, you know, teams' job is to watch us play and come up with a way to beat us, come up with a way to stop us. Certainly by getting men behind the ball and defending very deep and occupying spaces we're trying to go in is doing that. Our job is to try and be better at what we're doing than them. We've had a good go at it now and obviously a couple of late goals and a couple of decisions and you can go on forever. I don't like to make excuses. You know, the facts are that we haven't won a couple of league games now that we feel we should have. Certainly getting more men forward, more men in the box and being a little bit more aggressive with our play and a little bit braver with our play, I'm sure we'll see to a turning fortune.
Because it has been the odd goal, hasn't it? Just one, you know, like the other day, you could have finished Scunthorpe off, etc., etc. It's little stories like that.
Yeah, of course it is. You know, and that's why I say to supporters, and we've had a great year in terms of attendances, both home and away. Our supporters have been absolutely excellent and they've seen us start so fast. And, you know, people are continually asking you, what's gone wrong? Well, what's gone wrong is that we haven't changed what we're doing. We think that what we're doing will get us home. Unfortunately, what we're doing now, over a period of the games, has not got us home. So it'd be very foolish of me as a manager to not think of what can I do more to affect it. And we're certainly going to look at changing it that way to try and have a positive effect. Will that work? We'll see. You know, but certainly going forward into the Daventry game Saturday, you know, we want to hear teams with our play. And certainly in overloads in the wrong area of the pitches, it's not doing that enough.
We know about Morsy now. He's going to be sidelined for the next couple of months or so. How big an opportunity then to establish himself in the Football League is this for Banks?
It's a massive opportunity for Ollie, you know, but we've also got Sam Togwell as well, you know, and Sam Togwell's chances have been very limited due to the form of Jimmy Ryan and Sammy Morsy. You know, Ollie Banks then got brought in to give us a bit of cover in there as a young lad that we can nurture and bring on. You know, when I speak to all our senior players, get treated with respect, and certainly Sam Togwell was, or is, and still is treated with the utmost respect. The likelihood was that, you know, Sam would try and maybe move on, maybe try and go out on loan, you know, because I wasn't giving him the first team opportunities. I'm sure now I think there'll be more first team opportunities due to the fact of Morsy's injury. As I say all the time, Sam's conducted himself very, very well. You know, Ollie Banks, we think, is going to have a good future as a player. You know, Sam's certainly been very good for me as a player at the end of last year, pre-season this year, and I wouldn't hesitate to use him at any given time.
And he can look at the example of Sam Hurd, who is another player who may well have left but has come back and been brilliant.
I think that in football, people look for things, say, ah, club, we don't have, you know, unfortunately for you, press people who want a story and, you know, I heard them all of the dressing room split. And, yeah, it's football today, don't bother me. You know, I'd like to think Sam Togwell's in a good place. I know he's disappointed about not playing, but you wouldn't notice that from his training and how he conducts himself about the club. And I think that comes on the back also of how he's been treated. I think the same can be said about Sam Hurd, Neil Trotman, that when we discuss lads' futures with them, it's not to the extent like some manager where the famous, you'll never play for me again. Mm. I would never be brave enough to say that to any player.
So come on then, let's get the clichés out of the way. And we are only joking. You've not fallen out with him. There's no dressing room split. There's been no arguments.
There hasn't. You know, that's just the simplicity of it. You know, that even on Saturday against Scunthorpe, I was very close to putting them on. You know, people forget we put them on at Fleetwood late on to try and see the game out, and Fleetwood equalised. We thought this time to see the game out, we'd go with two up front and try and maybe score again or occupy the ball higher up the pitch again. And these are managerial decisions you make. You know, when you make them and they go wrong, you haven't got a clue. And when you make them and they go right, you're a tactical genius. And that's the beauty of what we all love about football. Certainly, you know, rightly or wrong, there's no problems with Sam Togwell. You know, Sam's a good pro. You know, and I'm sure given the opportunity again, he can show everyone how good a pro he is. What we were going as a club was in a little bit of different direction of how we were playing. Now, all of a sudden, the rules in that direction have changed a little bit. All of a sudden, a player of Sam Togwell's stature and ability and what he brings to the team now comes to the fore a little bit more.
One player who has played a little bit recently as well is Jamie Devitt. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, he's on a short-term deal, isn't he? So, I suppose, how's he doing? How's he looking, as opposed about extending that deal?
Yeah, Jamie's here till January. And, you know, as I say to our lads, I feel, in general, we've had a really poor performance against Burton Albion at home. We had a bad half at Morecambe, and we had a bad first half against York. Apart from that, in the 14, 15, going on 16 next week league games, our lads have given us everything that they've got. You know, there's no player, and most lads apart from Sam Togwell have had good opportunities. You know, Gary McSheffrey's has been a bit limited due to one or two things from training, i.e. injuries and little bits of different stuff, and I'm sure Gary's going to get an opportunity again imminently, you know, to show us what he's done. He's got two goals for us in three games. You know, but everyone else has had opportunities to play, and I think a lot more is now down to the fact of how teams are trying to stop us. You know, I know people have watched other teams play and different stuff. It's very, very difficult when teams come and defend deep. And for any manager to come up with a formula to beat it is normally, one, being direct, putting a lot of balls in the box, you know, back to the basic way of playing football. We want to take this club forward and we want to evolve as a good team. We want to pass the ball and we want to play. But we also want to win. And in the short term, we might sacrifice some of our beliefs to have a long-term gain.
In Daventry, you have an FA Cup test. They're the lowest ranked team still left in the competition. What do you know about them?
I know that they're the second lowest ranked team in competition. Yeah, I'm sure Paul Vale are playing the lowest ranked team. So Mickey's got a little bit more problems than me tonight, hasn't he? And I've got plenty. And I'm sure Mickey's more experienced than me. No, not at all. Yeah, I think Mickey's team are the lowest ranked team. And, you know, as I say, you know, we've had Daventry watching how Paul Mitchell's watched them. You know, they've been watched again on Tuesday night. This week, and you must show teams the utmost respect, because one thing we all know, this weekend there probably will be a cup shock, you know, and what we don't want it to be is us. How can we do that? We approach the game in a very professional manner. We make sure we try and win the game early on in the game. We make sure we make it a very uncomfortable afternoon for Daventry. We certainly won't do that by passing the ball around and keeping possession and, you know, getting a few plaudits for that. You know, we must be brave in what we do. We must be very aggressive in our play. We must win the game early.
Without wishing to stereotype the lower leagues, are they the kind of team that will come here and try and batten down the hatches and 4-4-2 direct, all that kind of thing? How do they line up?
You wouldn't know, because what teams do, you know, perfect example being Bristol Rovers last week. You know, we have them watched twice before the game, and then they changed the formation completely to play us. You know, and as a manager, when you go away from home, it's sometimes hard. You know, we sit there thinking, wow. You know, wow, but that's football, you know, and John got a good point against us that week, and then the next week went up to Oxford and won. So certainly John knows what he's doing. And this is football, it's about results. How will Daventry come and play, I don't know. You know, to say I don't care would be very remiss of me. I do care how they come and play, but what I am a lot more interested in, how we're going to play. Because one thing I know, if we play well tomorrow, we will win the game, and that's for sure.
I think I read somewhere that they're going to bring about 1,000, which will make this... I realise FA Cup days are always a bit special, aren't they? It's why we all love the competition, but for a small team like that to bring that volume of fan, that's an excellent achievement.
I think one of the big things for Daventry, and you know, it's like last year when Bradford got to the cup final and people said about them getting beat on the day. And I think sometimes for teams, when you get to a certain period of a competition, i.e. Daventry to the first round, that's like winning a cup. Now, I'm not saying Daventry can't go on. Of course they can go on. Everyone can be beat. Bradford getting to a major cup final was an achievement in itself. You know, obviously the icing on the cakes can be going further. You know, these teams have had great success. For Chesterfield Football Club, we want to get to the third round. I think for every club in Leagues 1 and 2, the third round is an achievable objective. Then you're in the lap of the gods, of course you are. So our cup run's just starting. We've got a difficult game tomorrow that professionally we must overcome. We're really looking forward to the game. It gives us a little break from the league. You know, it does give us a break. We've got Rochdale Tuesday night and we're looking forward to it. Then bringing 1,000 fans won't half help because it'll generate a cup final atmosphere or a good atmosphere. You know, but we just want to go and approach the game properly. We just want to be dead professional in what we do and we want to get back to winning ways. You know, it's been quite a few Saturdays since we won. You know, and that feeling on a Saturday when you go up the bar for a pint after the game, it's a great feeling. You know, we've lost that for a bit now and we want it back.
And just finally, I mean, the Bradford scenario, for teams such as Chesterfield in Leagues 1 and 2, how much life did that breathe back into to cup competitions for teams like Chesterfield, because, you know, anything is possible and Bradford can do it, so can Chesterfield, etc, etc.
Well, we played Leeds away in the Capital One Cup and we had a great night. We took 3,000 fans up there and it was a great game. It was dead enjoyable. You know, it was a great experience for both our players and our supporters. So what teams are saying by disrespecting competitions is they don't like nights like that or days like that. Well, we're certainly not a club like that. You know, the thought of getting in that third round draw, and I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, I know we're only in the first round, that's what we're all in it for. You know, to where the big names come out, i.e. Liverpool will play. You want it to be Chesterfield, don't you? And we've got a couple of hurdles to get over. You know, we want to do well in this competition. We want to do well in the JPT and we want to be promoted. I think they're all realistic objectives for a club like us.